ओमग्रन्थिविनन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जलशलाकाय चक्षुः मिलितं येना तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतकृतादार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। या सो एनीवेज वी आर हैविंग दिस डिस्कशन ऑफ कोरोना एंड वी आर ऑल्सो एक्सचेंजिंग सम थॉट्स ऑन डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ ट्रीटमेंट्स एंड डिफरेंट वेज टू क्योर इट। And I think currently what I can actually relate this with is, if you see, the GBC strategic planning team is also having a series of talks with senior devotees, like all of these senior personalities, Radhanath Maharaj, Girdhar Maharaj, Shivram Maharaj, and Devamrit Maharaj, and so many, even Jayapataka Maharaj were also there, and they are interviewing all these devotees. And the theme is on devotee care. So I don't know if you know about this, but if you go to YouTube or on Facebook, then you can type in the GBC strategic planning team, GBC SPT, and then you will see all the videos currently there. And I think that's mainly because the Corona series, I think they have started this. And so just recently, Giriraj Maharaj also shared a lot of stories from Prabhupada's pastime. But Prabhupada is also so careful, concerned about devotees, and he is going into details of what devotees should take, how they should take, in what quantity they should take, and so on and so forth. And Giriraj Maharaj also has shared some of his experiences with Srila Prabhupada, how Prabhupada told him he should do certain things, and he did it, and he was completely cured. So somehow we were having this discussion, so I just thought of sharing that. But we can now continue with the 21st verse of the 8th chapter of Madhya Lila.
Prabhuji, can I speak first?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm starting. 2821. Tathapi puchila tumi raya Ramananda तेहो कहे से हयत दाश शुद्र मंद तथापि स्टिल सुचिला ही इंक्वायर टू मी यू राय रामानंद रामानंद राय तेहो कहे ही रिप्लाइड से हय आई एम दैट दास सर्वेंट शुद्र बिलोंगिंग टू द शुद्र कम्युनिटी मंद वेरी लो श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु देन इंक्वायर्ड वेदर ही वॉज रामानंद राय एंड ही रिप्लाइड यस आई एम योर वेरी लो सर्वेंट एंड आई बिलोंग टू द शुद्र कम्युनिटी 2822. तब तारे कैला प्रभु दृढ़ आलिंगन प्रेमावश प्रभु धृत्य दोहे इच्छतन तबे दरख तारे हिम कैला दृढ़ प्रभु लौट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु दृढ़ फर्म आलिंगन एम्ब्रेजिंग प्रेम आवेश इन एक्सटैटिक लव प्रभु धृत्य द सर्वेंट एंड द मास्टर दोहे बोध इच्छतन अनकॉन्शियस श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु देन एम्ब्रेज श्री रामानंद राय वेरी फर्मली. Indeed, both the master and the servant almost lost consciousness due to ecstatic love. 2823. Swabhavika prema dohara udaya karila duha alingiya duhe bhumi se padila. Swabhavika, naturally, natural, prem, love, dohara of both of them, udaya, awakening, karila, there was, duha, both, alingaya, embracing, duhe, both of them, bhumi se on the ground, padila, fell down. Their natural love for each other was awakened in them both, and they embraced and fell to the ground. Srila Ramananda Rai was the incarnation of the Gopi Vishakha. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Lord Krishna himself, there was naturally an awakening of love between Vishakha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combination of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, and the Gopi Vishakha is the principal Gopi assisting Srimati Radharani. Thus, the natural love between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakened and they embraced. 2824. Sambhasheda Ashrukam Papulaka Vevanya Duhara Mukhete Shuni Gadagad Krishna Varna. Sambha, paralysis, Shveda, perspiration, Ashru, tears, Kampa, shivering, Pulaka, horripilation, Vevanya, paleness, Duhara, of both of them, Mukhete, in the mouth. Shuni, hearing, Gadgad, faltering, Krishna Varna, Krishna's name. When they embraced each other, ecstatic symptoms, paralysis, perspiration, tears, shivering, paleness, and standing up of the bodily hairs appeared. The word Krishna came from their mouths falteringly. 25. Brahmana ganera haila samaskara vedika brahmana sabakarena vichara. Dekhiya, seeing this, Brahman ganera of the ritualistic Brahmins, haila, there was samaskar, wonder, vedika, followers of Vedic ritualistic ceremony, Brahman, the Brahmin, sabha, all, karena, this, vichara, consideration. Then they stereotyped ritualistic Brahmins who were following Vedic principles, saw this ecstatic manifestation of love. When the stereotype ritualistic Brahmins who were following the Vedic principles saw this ecstatic manifestation of love, they were struck with wonder. All these Brahmins began to reflect as follows. 2826. Eta samyasira teja dhichi brahma sama shudreya lingiya kime karina karandana. Eta, this indeed samyasira of the sannyasi Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, teja, bodily effulgence, dhichi, we see, brahma sama, exactly, like Brahman, Shudre, a Shudra worker, Alingya embracing, Kene, why, Karena does, Krandan, crying. The Brahmin thought, we can see that the sannyasi has a luster like the effulgence of Brahman, but how is it he is crying upon embracing a Shudra, a member of the fourth caste of the social order? To 827. Ehi Maharaja Mahapandita Gambhira, Sannyasi Rat Parshima Tahaila Astira. Hey Maharaja, this Ramananda Rai, who is the governor, Mahapandit, a very learned person, Gambhira, grave, Sannyasira Sparsha, by touching a sannyasi, Mata, mad, Haila, became Asthira, restless. They thought, this Ramananda Rai is the governor of Madras, a highly learned and grave person, a Mahapandit. But upon touching this sannyasi, he has become restless like a madman. 2828. Ehi mata vipragana bhave mana mana mani mana vijatiya loka dekhi prabhu kaila sambarna. Ehi mata, in this way, vipragana, all the Brahmins, bhave, think, mani man, within their mind, vijatiya loka, outside people, dekhi, seen, prabhu lo chetana mahaprabhu, kaila, dead, sambarna, restraining. While the Brahmins were thinking in this way about the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw those outsiders and restrained his transcendental emotions. Ramananda Rai was intimately related to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he can be accepted as a Sajatiya, a person within the intimate circle of the Lord. The Brahmins, however, were followers of the Vedic rituals and were not able to have an intimate connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Consequently, they are called Vijatiya Loka. In other words, they were not pure devotees. One may be a highly learned Brahmin, but if he is not a pure devotee, he is a Vijatiya, an outcast, one outside devotional service. In other words, a non-devotee. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai were embracing in ecstasy, the Lord restrained his transcendental emotions upon seeing the outsider Brahmin. Should I continue?
Yeah, you can. If you will not be able to read later on, then you can continue.
Yeah, I'll read for 2-3 minutes more.
Okay.
Yeah. 2829. Shishpahaya duhe se isthane te vasila sabahasi mahaprabhu kahi pela jila. Two sthana hai, becoming steady, duhe, both of them, say that, sthane te, in the place, vasila, sat down, sabhe, then, hasi, smiling, mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kahite to speak, Lagila began. When they regained their sanity, they both sat down and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and began to speak as follows. 2830. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya Kahila Tomara Gune, Tomara Milite More Karila Yatane. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya Kahila has spoken, Tomara, your Gune, good qualities. Tomare, you, Milite to me, More, me. Karela made yatana endeavor. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya spoke of your good qualities and he made a great endeavor to convince me to meet you. 2831. Toma mili bare mora etha agamana bhala haila anaya se failuna darshana. Toma, you, mili bare, to meet, mora, my, etha, here, agaman, coming, Bhala Hela, it was very good. Anayase, without difficulty. Fayyum, I have gotten. Darshan, interview. Indeed, I have come here just to meet you. It is very good that even without making an effort, I have gotten your interview here. 2832. राय चाहे सर्वभौम करे धृत्य ज्ञान परोक्ष हे मोरा हि ते हाय सावधान राय कहे रामानंद राय रिप्लाई सर्वभौम सर्वभौम भट्टाचार्य करे दस धृत्य ज्ञान थिंक्स ऑफ मी एज सर्वेंट परोक्ष हे इन माय एब्सेंस मोरा ऑफ मी हि ते फॉर द बेनिफिट हाय इज सावधान ऑलवेज केयरफुल रामानंद राय रिप्लाई सर्वभौम भट्टाचार्य थिंक्स ऑफ मी एज सर्वेंट Even in my absence, he is very careful to do me good. 2833. Tara Kripaya Painutoma Rata Rishana Aji Safala Haila Mora Manushya Janama Tara Kripaya by his mercy. Painu, I have gotten. Tara Kripaya by his mercy. Painu, I have gotten. Tomara, your darshan, interview, Aji, today. Safala, successful. Haila has become. Mora, my Manushya Janam, birth as a human being. By His mercy, I have received your interview here. Consequently, I consider that today I have become a successful human being. 2834. Sarvabhaume Tomara Kripa Tarai Chinna Aspriyasya Karshilehaya Tara Prima Dhina Sarvabhaume, until Sarvabhaume Bhattacharya, Tomara, your Kripa, mercy, Tara, of such mercy, aid this Chinna, the simple, Aspriya, untouchable, Karshile, you have touched, higher, becoming, Tara, his, Premadhina, influenced by love. I can see that you have bestowed special mercy upon Sarvabhaume Bhattacharya. Therefore, you have touched me. Although I am untouchable, this is due only to his love for you. 2835. Kaha tumi sakshata Ishwara Narayana, kaha muni raja sevi vishaya shudradhama, kaha peres tumi you, sakshat directly, Ishwara Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, kaha whereas muni, I, raja sevi, government servant, vishayi, materialist, shudra adhama, worse than a shudra or fourth class man. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana himself, and I am only a government servant interested in materialistic activities. Indeed, I am the lowest among men of the fourth caste. 2836. Mora Sparchana Karile Krina Veda Bhaya Mora Da Rashana Tuma Vede Nishadhaya Mora of me, Sparche by the touch. Na, not, Karile, you did. Grina, hatred, Veda Bhaya, afraid of the injunctions of the Vedas. Mora of me, Darshan, see, Soma, you, Vede, the Vedic injunctions, Nishadhaya, forbid. You did not hear the Vedic injunctions stating that you should not associate with a Shudra. You were not contemptuous of my touch, although in the Vedas you are forbidden to associate with Shudras. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.32, the Lord says, Mami Pata Veta Shritya Yehi Sripapa Yonaya Dio Vesha Sita Shudras Teti Yanti Paramgatin. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they may be of lower birth, women, Vaishyas, merchants, as well as Shudras, workers, can attain the supreme destination. The word Papa Yonaya means born into a low class. According to the Vedic system of classification, women, Vaishyas and Shudras belong to a lower social order. A low life means a life without Krishna consciousness. High and low positions in society are calculated by considering a person's Krishna consciousness. A Brahman is considered to be on the highest platform because he knows Brahman, the absolute truth. The second caste, the Kshatriya caste, also know Brahman, but not as well as the Brahmins. The Vaishyas and Shudras not clearly understand God consciousness, but if they take to Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master, they do not remain in the lower caste, Papayonaya. It is clearly stated, Eti Yanti Param Gatin. Unless one has attained the highest standard of life, one cannot return home back to Godhead. One may be a Shudra, Vaishya or woman, but if one is situated in the service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness, one should not be considered three Shudra, Vaishya or lower than Shudra. Though a person may be from a low-born family, if he is engaged in the Lord's service, he should never be considered to belong to a low-born family. The Padma Puran forbids. Vishyate jati samanyat sa yati narakam dhruva. A person goes to hell quickly when he considers a devotee of the Lord in terms of birth. Although Sri Ramananda Rai supposedly took birth in a Shudra family, he is not to be considered a Shudra, for he was a great advanced Brahmin.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Although Sri Ramananda Rai supposedly took birth in a Shudra family, he is not to be considered a Shudra, for he was a great advanced devotee. Indeed, he was on the transcendental platform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore embraced him. Out of spiritual humility, Sri Ramananda Rai presented himself as a Shudra, Rajasevi Vishaya Shudra Dhamma. Even though one may engage in government service or in any other pound, shilling, cent business, in short, in materialistic life, he need only take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is a very simple process. One need only chant the holy names of the Lord and strictly follow the principles forbidding sinful activity. In this way, one can no longer be considered an untouchable, a Vishayi or a Shudra. One who is advanced in spiritual life should not associate with non-devotees, namely men in government service and men engaged in materialistic activity for sense gratification or in the service of others. Such men are considered Vishayi, materialistic. It is said, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajananumukhasya Param Param Jigameshwar Bhava Sagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Atha Yoshitamcha Ha Hanta Hanta Visha Bhakshanato Pi Asadhu. A person who is very seriously engaged in cultivating devotional service with a view to crossing the ocean of nations and who has completely abandoned all material activities should never see a Shudra, a Vaishya, or a woman. Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak 8.23.
Okay. Yeah, so the last one is actually with respect to non-devotees. And if a devotee is born in a Shudra family, but because he is following the process of Krishna consciousness, he is transcending and he is coming to the platform of Vaishnava. So he should not be seen as a Shudra. But here, Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka, which is written by Kavi Karnapur, he is mentioning that a person who very seriously engaged in cultivating devotional service should never see a Shudra, a Vaishya, or a woman. So now, obviously, these are all lower birth categories, and Prabhupada also clearly mentions here that one may be a Shudra, Vaishya, or a woman, but if one is situated in service of Krishna, one should not be considered Sri, Shudra, Vaishya, or lower than Shudra. So now, in Kaliyuga, Kalau, Shudra, Sambhava, everyone is a Shudra, and practically everyone is a Shudra. So we cannot say that one is superior or inferior just because of the birth. But even if we have that kind of birth, and if we take to Krishna consciousness, we can transcend it. So here the context is applying to the materialistic people who have taken lower birth, and basically it means that they are engaging in those kind of activities which is suitable for these lower types of birth. So whether it is a Shudra, whether it is a Vishayi or a woman, so those who are engaged in sense gratification, these are the symptoms or these are consequences of those people that they take birth in a Shudra family. That's how it is. We have to understand in this context. But devotees, definitely this is not applicable. Okay, so any question or comment on this? So we have to know that in the Vedas, definitely there are injunctions where certain precautions we have to take as a Brahmana or as a Kshatriya, because these are higher class, higher categories of society. But again, we have to understand that this is understood in the context of the Shudra class being identify with their symptoms, which is basically they are engaging in some certification. So these intentions are valid, they are bona fide, one is supposed to follow them. But then the Bhagavad Gita is giving a transcendental knowledge, and it is saying that, as Prabhupada quotes 9.32, that those who take shelter in me, though they are of lower birth. So now this is a higher principle, transcendental principle. So there are lower dharmas and there is a higher dharma, and there is the highest dharma. And the highest dharma is to surrender to Krishna. And if we follow the highest dharma, then the lower dharmas, they can be sacrificed. Right? So Vedic intentions, they are full of contradictions, but it needs to be reconciled with proper understanding. And that's why we have our gurus or the acharya or the parampara who will make us understand all these contradictions. They will reconcile that. Okay. Next. So can I continue now, or you would still like to continue?
No, Prabhuji, I'm done. Yeah, someone else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Tomara kripaya tomaya karaya nindya karma sakshata ishvara tumi ke jane tomara marma. Tomara kripaya, your mercy, tomaya unto you, karaya induces nindya karma, forbidden action, sakshat ishvara, directly the Supreme Master of Godhead, tumi, you, ke jane, who can know, tomara, your marma purpose. You are the Supreme Master of Godhead himself, therefore no one can understand your purpose. By your mercy, you are touching me, although this is not sanctioned by the Vedas. A sannyasi is strictly forbidden to see the Vishayis, the majestic people. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his boundless and causeless mercy, could show favor to anyone, regardless of birth and position. Ama nistarite tumara iha agamana parama dayalu tumi patita pavana. Ama nistarite, to deliver me, tomar, your yan, here, agamana, appearance, parama dayalu, greatly merciful to me, you, patita pavan, the deliverer of all fallen souls. You have come here specifically to deliver me. You are so merciful that you alone can deliver all fallen souls. Sri Narottam Das Thakur sings in his Prapna 39, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kaura More Tumavina Kedayalu Jagat Samsare Patita Pavana Hetu Tavavatara Mosamo Patita Prabhu Napaide Ara Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakara More. I just recollected, yesterday I forgot to mention one important point. I was feeling that we should also have bhajans along with kirtan. We can sing one bhajan every class for, I think it can take maybe around 5 to 10 minutes. But if devotees can join on time, then we can have all these things. We can have kirtan, we can have bhajan also, and then we can have the class also. So, what do you think about this idea? Because bhajans are so, these are so powerful, these are so emotional. See, we mostly, what we do, we are discussing, many times we discuss about the philosophy, we are discussing about leelas also, obviously. But bhajans are a direct way to connect with the Lord in terms of emotion, clearing out our emotions. And it is like, you know, you, when you love someone, then you start singing, you start dancing for them. So like, you know, as it is said in the spiritual world, every word is, every step is a walk, every walk is a dance, like that. Right? So similarly, here also, when we share with others, when we sing together bhajans, then we can actually get into the mood and the feelings also, and this way we can actually understand the mood of the acharyas also, and we can try to follow in the footsteps of these acharyas. It's a direct approach. Loknath Maharaj once mentioned that if we understand even one word of Narottam Das Thakur's bhajans, then we can go back to Godhead. That is the potency of these great acharyas. So very, very potent and powerful prayers and bhajans. And so there are bhajans by Narottam Das Thakur, there are prayers by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and some other acharyas and goswamis also. And we already have the songbook with us, so we can do it for every class. I mean, even for CC also, we can do sankirtan and bhajan. And what do you think? What do you all think?
Certainly, good idea, Prabhuji. Yes. If only we knew all the various bhajans, we need to prepare also for it in that case.
I think you just have to know the tune of the bhajan. Because we already have the translation and the bhajan is right in front of us. So what we need is the proper tune in which it is sung. Then I think we are okay. And see, these bhajans, they have deep philosophy, but these deep philosophies are very emotionally intertwined. Okay, so you won't even feel that actually there is a philosophy. You are just connecting with the Lord deeply. And maybe there is some philosophy in that, but the overall focus is basically to just extract your love, to just bring out your emotion. That's it. That is the major factor in bhajans. And that is why, it is difficult to get these kind of feelings while chanting the holy name, because the holy name is only consisting of holy name. Whereas in bhajans, there is a meaning of the entire prayer and entire verse. And we can actually connect to it. We can easily imagine the pastime. If there is a pastime which is described, then we can easily imagine the pastime. If there is a feeling which is shared, then we can also realize that, we can experience that feeling. But when it comes to chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are just chanting the holy name. So that takes long time. And we are inattentive while chanting the holy name. But when we are doing bhajan, we are quite attentive. That's the difference. Plus, the holy name has to reveal itself. You know, there's a step-by-step process in the holy name where you chant and then you see the form of the Lord, and then that form makes you remember the qualities of the Lord, and then the qualities will lead you to the pastimes of the Lord. So there is a sequence, step-by-step sequence. Whereas in bhajan, you are just right from the beginning, you are in the flow. So in that way, bhajans are easy. But obviously, ultimately, the holy name is everything, and it reveals everything to us. So, bhajans will definitely add a lot of effect to our holy name. A lot of grace also from the acharyas. So that's very important. Okay. What do other devotees think, Nirvika and Fatima Dari?
I really like it.
Yes,
okay. Nirvika?
Yeah, Prabhuji, it's a nice idea. If you can decide on the bhajan a day before or something, that would be good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's a good idea. And see, another great advantage is that, you know, somehow we will be able to know all the bhajans. See, we have, like, if you are doing twice classes in a week, and if you do twice bhajan, two bhajans in a week, then in a span of 1 month, we are doing how many 8 bhajans we are doing. And so we can finish the entire songbook, maybe within a span of a couple of months, and then we can restart. So that way it will be a revision also. And it will be a revision in that, you know, you will start remembering the entire bhajan. You will completely memorize that. So it will be an advantage. It will be a great advantage. Plus, we will also get into the mood of the acharyas. Like, you know, we want the mercy of the acharyas. And we'll also realize that how we are supposed to approach the Lord, in what mood and what spirit. Right? So all many factors are there which are very important in bhajan. So let's do it. But yeah, I would see the Prabhupada Leela class will be starting mostly around 8:30, 8:45. That will be my target. And the CC class will be starting mostly by around 9:15. In between that time, I mean, some days maybe there it may be plus or minus, but majorly we'll be starting at this time only. So we can plan beforehand, and one day before we can, I will post a bhajan, and you can go through it if you want to, and there's no need for that. But I think we just have to know the tune for it. So all of us can take turns every class, and we can sing bhajans, okay? Yeah, in fact, I also wanted very much these bhajans to be sung during our house programs. But because of time limit, we were not able to do that. There was only 2.5 hours, 3 hours restriction. And my class was actually around 2.5 hours. And then kirtan we used to do for 15 minutes, and then prasadam was there. So then all the devotees had to leave, you know, because they are still a bit further away. So we couldn't get any time to do bhajans, and I really wanted to do it. That's why, if you remember, I had also requested if devotees can arrive at around 5:36, so that we can start early and we can try to include bhajans also in that. So, anyways, hopefully we can do it. Okay. My dear Lord, please be merciful to me. Who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds? You appear as an incarnation just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls. But I assure you that you will not find a soul more fallen than me. Narottam Das Thakur. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's specific mission to deliver is to deliver fallen souls. Of course, in this age of Kali, there is hardly anyone who is not fallen according to the calculations of Vedic behavior. In his instructions to Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the so-called followers of Vedic religion in this way. Madhya Leela 19.146. Veda Nishtha Madhya Ardhika Veda Mukhe Mane Veda Nishidha Papa Kare Dharma Nahi Gane. The so-called followers of Vedic principles simply accept the Vedas formally, but they act against Vedic principles. This is symptomatic of this age of Kali. People claim to follow a certain type of religion, saying formally, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am this, I am that. But actually no one follows the principle enunciated in the religious scriptures. This is the disease of this age. Therefore, the merciful Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has simply advised us to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Eva Kevalam, CC Adi 17.21. The Lord can deliver anyone and everyone, even though one may have fallen from the inventions of revealed scriptures. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy. Consequently, he is known as Patit Pavan, the deliverer of all fallen souls. Okay, there is some disturbance in the background. It seems someone is outside, traveling probably. Okay, now it is gone. Okay, next verse. Rajiv Prabhu, you can continue.
Verse 39. Mahanta Swabhava Etarite Pamara Nijakarya Nahita Buyaya Taradhara. Mahanta Swabhava, the nature of a saintly person, A, this, Tarite, to deliver Pamara, fallen souls, Nija, own, Karya, there is not Tabu, still, Yana, goes, Tara, his, Ghara, house. It is the general practice of all saintly people to deliver the fallen. Therefore, they go to people's houses, although they have no personal business there. But sannyasi is supposed to beg from door to door. He does not beg simply because he is hungry. His real purpose is to enlighten the occupant of every house by preaching Krishna consciousness. A sannyasi does not abandon his superior position and become a beggar just for the sake of begging. Similarly, a person in household life may be very important, but he may also voluntarily take to the mendicant way of life. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were ministers, but they voluntarily accepted the mendicant's life in order to humbly preach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. It is said about them, Tyaktva Trunam Ashesh Mandala Pati Shrenin Sadakucha Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kaupina Kantha Ritau. Although the Goswamis were very aristocratic, on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became mendicants just to deliver the fallen souls. One should also consider that those who engage in the missionary activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not actually beggars. Their real business is to deliver fallen souls. Therefore, they may go from door to door just to introduce a book about Krishna consciousness so that people can become enlightened by reading. Formerly, brahmacharis and sannyasis used to beg from door to door. At the present moment, especially in the Western countries, a person may be handed over to the police if he begs from door to door. In Western countries, begging is considered criminal. Members of the Krishna consciousness movement have no business begging. Instead, they work very hard to introduce some literatures about Krishna consciousness so that people can read them and be benefited. But if one gives some contribution to Krishna conscious man, he never refuses it. Kartik.
Yeah, okay.
Mahad Vechalanam Hari. Want to say something?
Yeah, any questions or comments? Okay, next.
Yeah. Mahad Vichalanam Ninam Grihinam Dina Chesh Tasam Nishreyasaya Bhagavan Nanyatha Kalpate Kvachit Maha Vichalanam, the wandering of saintly persons, Ninam, of human beings, Grihinam, who are householders, Dinatesh Chetasham, low-minded, Nishreyasaya, for the ultimate benefit, Bhagavan, O my Lord, Na Anyatha, not any other person, a purpose, Kalpate, one imagines, Kvachit, at any time. Translation, my dear Lord, sometimes great saintly persons go to the homes of householders. Although those householders are generally low-minded, when a saintly person visits their homes, one can understand that it is for no other purpose than to benefit the householders. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.4. Next, Amara Sange Brahna Brahmanadi Sahasreka Jana Tomara Darshane Sabara Dravi Bhutamana. Amara Sange, with me, Brahmanadi, Brahmanas and others, Sahasreka, more than 1,000 Jana persons, Tomara of you, Darshane in seeing, Sabara of all of them, Dravi Bhuta became melted, Mana, the hearts. Translation, along with me there are about 1,000 men, including the Brahmanas, and all of them appear to have had their hearts melted simply by seeing you. Krishna Krishna Nama Suni Sabara Vadane Sabara Anga Pulakita Ashunayane. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Nama the holy name, Suni I hear, Sabara of everyone, Vadane in the mouths, Sabara of all, Anga, the bodies, Pulakita, gladdened, Ashru, tears, Nayane in the eyes, I hear everyone chanting the holy name of Krishna, everyone's body is thrilled with ecstasy and there are tears in everyone's eyes. Next. Akritya prakritya tomar ishvara lakshana jivena sambhave e aprakrita guna. Akritya in bodily features, prakritya in behavior, tomar of you, Ishwar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, lakshana, the symptoms, jiva in an ordinary living being, na, not, sambhave, possible, a, these, aprakrita, transcendental guna, qualities. My dear sir, according to your behavior and bodily features, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is impossible for ordinary living beings to possess such transcendental qualities. Perfect. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bodily features were uncommon. Indeed, his body was extraordinary in its measurements. The measurement of his chest and the measurement of his forearms were the same. This is called Nyagrodha Parimandala. As far as his nature is concerned, he was kind to everyone. No one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be kind to everyone. Therefore, the Lord's name is Krishna, all-attractive. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 14.4, Krishna is the kind father of everyone. In every species of life, sarva yonishu, he is the original father, the seed-giver, bija pradapita. How then can he be unkind to any living entity? One may be a man, an animal, or even a tree, but the Lord is kind to everyone. That is God's qualification. He also says in the Bhagavad Gita 9.29, Samoham sarva bhuteshu, I am equally kind to everyone, and he advises, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja, give up all other engagements and simply surrender unto me. This instruction is meant not only for Arjuna, but for all living entities. Whoever takes advantage of this offer is immediately immune to all sinful activity and returns home back to Godhead. While present on this planet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the same offer.
Okay. Okay, so anyone has any question? Sir, Rajit, you are keeping track of the Prabhupada Lila articles, no? Updating, because we are adding also in the group.
Yes, yes, so, Prabhu. If you want me to send the updated now?
No. You don't have to send me. You just keep like updating and adding in your file.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And also the jo apna book ka bhi hai, wo bhi ye week se main aapko do article bhej dunga.
Yeah. Just remember by before end of August, if you are able to complete, all of you are able to complete these questions, then
sure.
September I will do my service of going through everything and like coming up with the first draft of correction. So
yes, sir, surely.
Okay. Okay. So Swati Mataji, would you like to continue?
Yeah. Okay. Text 44. Prabhu kahe tumi maha bhagavato tama tam tumara darshani sabara tavahaila mana. Prabhu kahe, the Lord replied, Tumi, you, Mahabhagavata Uttama, the best of topmost devotees, Tumara Darshani, by seeing you, Sabhara of everyone. Sava, melted, Haila, became Mana, the heart. The Lord replied to Ramananda Raya, Sir, you are the best of the topmost devotees, therefore simply the sight of you has melted everyone's heart. Purport. Unless one is a first-class devotee, he cannot be a preacher. A preacher is generally a topmost devotee, but in order to meet the general populace, he has to come to distinguish between devotees and non-devotees. Otherwise, an advanced devotee makes no such distinctions. Indeed, he always sees that everyone is engaged in the service of the Lord. When one engages in preaching work, he must distinguish between people and understand that some people are not engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. The preacher then has to take compassion upon such innocent people who do not know how to worship the Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11-45, the symptoms of a dogma's devotee are described as follows. Sarvabhuteshu ya pashyat bhagavat bhavam atmanaha bhutani bhagavanti atmani isha bhagavatottamaha. The advanced devotee sees that all living entities are part and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is in Krishna and Krishna is also within everyone. Such a vision is possible only for a person who is very advanced in devotional service.
Okay, here it is mentioned that unless one is first class devotee, you cannot be a preacher. Actually, a first class devotee is never a preacher because he cannot discriminate and identify. And that's why in the next sentence, Prabhupada says that teacher is generally a topmost devotee, but in order to meet general populace, he has to distinguish between devotees and non-devotees. So he will come to the platform Madhyama Adhikari from Uttama Adhikari. And that's because of his service. So he does not understand who is Madhyama, who is Kanishtha, because for him, all of them are more advanced than him. He does not understand, but because he has been ordered by the Lord or the spiritual master, he will come down to the Madhya platform and then he starts recognizing and discriminating. And obviously, when you talk about preaching, preaching means that you give Krishna to someone who does not have Krishna. So that discrimination has to be there. Without that, it's not possible to preach. Right? So, what basically it means that unless one is a first class devotee, he cannot be a preacher. It means that the more you are advanced, the more your preaching will be effective. And if you are the topmost devotee, then the preaching will be also of the topmost quality or the topmost purity, topmost effect. And if you are at lower advanced stages, then depending on that, the preaching will be effective like that. It all depends on purity. So that is the meaning. Prabhupada also says in one purport in the Bhagavatam that the best Goshtanandi is the best Bhagnanandi. Okay. And that means that if you want to preach, if you want to have an effect, then you, your personal example, your own bhajan has to be very strong. Then only you can effectively preach to others. Okay. So any questions? Yeah, there is some disturbance. Okay, 45. Anyera ki katha ani maya vadi sanyasi amiya to maras parshe krishna preme bhasi. Anyera of others ki katha, what to speak, ami I mayavadi sanyasi, a sanyasi of the mayavadi sect. Amiya, I, Tomar of you, Sparshe, by the touch, Krishna, Krishna, Preme, in love, Bhasi, float. Although I am a Mahavadi Sannyasi, a non-devotee, and I am also floating in the ocean of love of Krishna simply by touching you. What to speak of others? Ejani kathina mora ridaya sodite, sarobhoma kahilena tomare milite. Ejani, knowing this, kathina, very hard, mora my ridai, heart. So this to rectify Sarvoma, Sarvoma Dacharya, Kahilena, asked Tomare you, Milite, to meet. Sarvoma Bhattacharya knew this would happen and just to rectify my heart, which is very hard. He asked me to meet you. E Matta Dune Stuti Kare Dunara Guna, Dune Dunhara Darshane Anandikamana. E Matta, in this way, Dune, both of them, Stuti, praise, Kare, offer, Dunara, of both of them. Guna qualities, Dune, both of them, Dunhara of both of them, Darshane by seeing, Anandita, pleased, Mana, the minds. In this way, each of them praised the qualities of the others, and both of them were pleased to see each other. Hena Kale Vaidika Eka Vaishnava Brahmana, Dandavata Kari Kaila Prabhu De Nimantrana. Hena Kale, at this time, Vaidika, follower of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, Eka, one, Vaishnava, Brahmana, a Brahman following Vaishnava principles, Dandavata obeisances offered by falling flat, Kari offering, Kaila made Prabhu Re unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimantrana invitation. At this time, a Brahman Vaishnava following the Vedic principles came and offered obeisances. He fell flat before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and invited him for lunch. Nimantrana manila tandre Vaishnava janiya, Ramananda kahe Prabhu ishat hasiya. Nimantrana, the invitation, manila accepted tandre him, the Brahmana, Vaishnava devotee, janiya, understanding, Ramanande unto Ramananda. Kahe said Prabhu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ishat a little hasiya, smiling. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation knowing the Brahmana to be a devotee and slightly smiling, he spoke as follows to Ramananda Rai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation of the Vaishnava Brahmana. Even though one is a Brahmana strictly following all rules and regulations of Brahminical culture, if he is not a devotee, a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one should not accept his invitation. At the present moment, people have become so degraded that they do not even follow the Vedic principles, to say nothing of Vaishnava principles. They eat anything and everything, whatever they like. And therefore, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement should be very cautious about accepting invitations. Yeah. So basically, what Prabhupada is saying that devotees should accept only prasadam. Any question on this?
No problem.
Okay. Tomara murkhe Krishna katha sunite haya mana punarapi paye na tomara darshana. Tomara mukhe, in your mouth, Krishna katha talks on Krishna sunite to hear. Haya, there is mana, my mind. Punarapi, again, pai, I may get yena if possible. Tomara, your darshana interview. I wish to hear from you about Lord Krishna. Indeed, my mind is inclined to desire this. Therefore, I wish to see you again. Raya kahe ailapadi pamara sodite darshana matra suddhak nahe mora dushta chitte dina pancha satarahi kara marjana tabe suddha haya more edushta mana. Raya kahe, Ravandra replied, Aila, you have come. Yadi, although amor of fallen soul, sodite, to rectify, darshana matre, simply seeing you, shuddhanaye, not purified, mora, my dushta polluted, chitte, consciousness, dina, days, pancha, sato, 5 or 7, rahi, staying, kara, kindly do, marjana, cleansing, tade, then, shuddha, pure, haya, it is, Mura my a this dushta polluted mana mind. Ramananda Rai replied, my lord, although you have come to correct me, a fallen soul, my mind is not yet clarified simply by seeing you. Please stay for 5 or 7 days and kindly cleanse my polluted mind. After that much time, my mind will certainly be pure. Yadyapi vicheda donhara sahana na yaya tatapi danvata kari chalila rama raya. Yadyapi, although vicheda, separation, donhara, of both of them, sahana, tolerance, na not, yaya, possible, tatapi still, danvata obeisances, kari offering, chalila, departed, rama raya, Ramandaraya. Although neither could tolerate separation from the other, Ramandaraya nonetheless offered his obeisances to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and departed. Prabhu yaya se vipra ghare bhiksha kaila dui janara utkanthaya ashi sandhya haila. Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu yai going say that vipra ghare to the house of Brahmana bhiksha lunch kaila accepted dui to janara of the persons utkanthaya in the impatience Asi coming, Sandhya evening, Haila appeared. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the house of Brahmana, who had invited him and took his lunch there. When the evening of that day arrived, both Ramandarai and the Lord were eager to meet each other again. Prabhu Snana Kritya Kari Achane Vasya Eka Pritya Sangeraya Milila Ashya. Prabhu, the Lord, Snana Kritya, the daily duty of bathing, Kari finishing, Achena was Vasya sitting, Eka one Britya servant, Sange with Raya Raya Ramananda. Milila met Ashya coming. After finishing his evening bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and waited for Ramandarai to come. The Ramandarai, accompanied by one servant, came to meet him. A Vaishnav who is supposed to be advanced in spiritual understanding, to be he a householder or a sannyasi, must bathe 3 times a day, morning, noon and evening. When one is engaged in service of the deity, he must especially follow the principles of Padma Puran and take regular baths. He should also, after bathing, decorate his body with the 12 tilakas. This is also important principle, especially even for householders, because if they have deities, then at least some standards should be followed for worshipping the deities. Okay, anyone has any question on this?
Okay, Babuji. But take regular baths meaning what? They expect like 3-4 baths a day, something like that?
Yeah, Brahmana is supposed to bathe 3 times, morning, noon and evening. Because when you say that you are a Brahmana, that means you are supposed to worship the deities or the Shaligram Shila. And that would mean that you have to follow the Brahmanical principles strictly. And for them, because they are chanting Gayatri also 3 times a day, they are also supposed to take bath 3 times a day. So this is a standard which one is supposed to follow, especially if one is worshipping the deities at home. And then obviously what to speak of in the temple, because temple standard is very high. So whoever is going to a temple to serve the deities, they have to take that 3 times bath. But at least in the house, we have some kind of freedom. And it also depends. If you are worshipping Radha Krishna, then you have the greatest, highest standard. And if you are worshipping the Jagannath Brothers Subhadra, a bit lower standard. And then Gaur Nithai, finally the least standard. Or, I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not take offenses in Chaitanya Prabhu. So, it does not mean that, you know, we do not follow any standard. We follow some standard, but we try to maintain that standard steadily. So we can start with at least taking, I mean, obviously it is weird and absurd to say that one should take at least one time bath, because I think everyone will do that. But twice in a day, if possible, then we can do that. And then with time, as and when we get more time, then we can start taking the, I mean, if you are initiated, I think, you know, if you receive second initiation, then I think you are supposed to take bath 3 times. I don't know if second initiated devotees, they are bathing 3 times a day, especially householders, I'm not sure about that. But I guess they must be taking bath 2 times a day. I think so. So this 3 times, I'm not sure, but at least 2 times. Yeah, so this is the Brahmanical standard actually.
Yeah. Okay. But there must be some leverage given to the extreme, the, you know, the northern part of India during the winters. It may be very difficult to take so many multiple baths every day. The temperature goes close to 3-4 degrees even during the day.
Yeah, there of course.
Allowances.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they don't have the facility of geyser or hot water, then maybe some concession will be there. But I think those who strictly follow, they will follow it, irrespective of whether they get hot water or not. I mean, it is all depending on the devotee's standard. It's an individual standard. It's not supposed to be imposed or implemented on everyone, because everyone has a different body, and if cold water is giving you a hard time, if you are falling sick, if you are getting into some kind of problem, then now definitely it's best to take bath once in a day. But I would also like to add here that Prabhupada said, I still remember I had read Prabhupada Lilamrit many years ago, maybe 6-7 years ago. And I still remember was very popular statement by Prabhupada. He says that if one passes or answers nature call once in a day, then he's a yogi. If he does it twice in a day, then he's a bhogi. And if he does three times in a day, then he's a rogi. Okay. So this also is connected to the cleanliness standard. Or you can say that someone who is passionate, who wants to eat and eat and eat, and if they answer nature's calls twice in a day, then they are bhogi, which means they are sense enjoyers. If one is going only once, that means they are yogis, because they are able to control their tongue and they are able to maintain their standard and diet standard and all. And if someone is going three times, then they are rogis, because they are infected with disease. So this also is supposed to be connected to having and there are standards like, you cannot go to the kitchen or the Lord's utensils, you cannot touch if you have answered nature's call. If you pass stool, then you cannot touch anything connected to the Lord, paraphernalia. And so you have to take a bath and then you can only touch. So you are basically contaminated. In that state, you cannot touch anything which is connected to the Lord. So you cannot go to the kitchen, and you cannot also touch the utensils of the Lord. This is the standard that we must follow. So there are, you'll see devotees have, I have noticed one thing that in devotees, especially in Grihastha devotees whose entire family is a devotee, they have kitchen separate. The kitchen is divided into two parts. One is only for cooking, and everything whatever is pure is kept there, because that is only meant for cooking and offering to the Lord. And the second part of the kitchen is for washing the utensils. So even when you go for washing the utensils, these are kept separately. It is not supposed to be mixed with something which is pure. Okay, there is a separate partition for that. And you cannot even enter the kitchen when you have a bath stool. This is a standard which you are supposed to follow. Practically, this may vary with different household devotees, because based on their circumstances, if they are not living with devotees, they are living with their family members who are not devotees, then obviously all these things are not possible. And you cannot tell them that, okay, you're not supposed to enter the kitchen just because you have answered nature's call. So they will get mad at us, right? And so definitely we cannot maintain all these standards. But if you have a devotee family, everyone is a devotee, then you can implement all these standards. Yeah, so these are all like, when it comes to writing on the book, we are very strict and high standard, because there is a tendency that people will slacken the standard when they implement personally. Okay, so that's why the book will have the highest standard. And you cannot give a liberal standard in the book, because if you already give a liberal standard, then people will even, they will take more liberty than that. And they will bring out that standard further. That's why you'll see that the book will have the highest standard. And so this is actually one of the highest standards, that not just taking bath three times, and then also we have to be controlled in our eating, but we have to also apply tilakas on 12 parts of the body. Now, generally, devotees will skip all these things. They will not even apply tilak on the face. okay, what to speak of the other 11 parts of body. But actually, ideally, we are supposed to apply 12 tilaks on the 12 parts of the body every time we take a bath, because obviously bathing means that the tilak marks will be washed off. So we'll have to put the tilaks again. And that's why these standards are more difficult. It gets more difficult, especially with brahmanas. So we have to have the dedication and the patience, and we have to maintain these standards for a long period of time. And that is why it is very important to start with the lower standard and then gradually maintain steadily and then raise that standard. That is always advisable, instead of jumping to a higher standard and then falling down to a lower standard later on, just because we cannot maintain that. So maintenance is actually the toughest part for a devotee. It's extremely difficult to maintain something over a long period of time. Okay, so we have to go gradually. Okay, so any comments, any more comments or questions on this? Okay, so Rajiv Prabhu, are you there? Would you like to continue, or you would like to go now?
If you want, Prabhuji, we can do 2-3 verses, reach 60.
Yeah, we will. I'm thinking of 60 we can do. And because I think we started at 10 o'clock, like we had our discussion, so we can just cover up to 60.
Okay.
I mean, if you wish, you can retire. That's fine. We can continue.
I will read maybe 2-3 verses more, Prabhuji. No problem. Namaskar Kailaraya Prabhu Kailange Alingane Duijane Krishna Katha Kaya Raha Sthane. Namaskar, obeisances. Kaila offered Raya Ramanandaraya Prabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kaila did Alingane, embracing Dui, two. Jane, the persons, Krishna Katha, talks about Krishna. Kaya, discussed. Raha Sthane, in a secluded place. Ramanandaraya approached Lord Sri Chaitanya and offered his respectful obeisances, and the Lord embraced him. Then they began to discuss Krishna in a secluded place. The word Raha Sthane, in a secluded place, is very significant. Talks about Krishna and his pastimes, especially his pastimes in Vrindavan, and his dealings with the gopis are very confidential. They are not subject matter for public discussion, because those who have no understanding of the transcendental nature of Krishna's pastimes always commit great offenses, thinking Krishna to be an ordinary human being and the gopis ordinary girls. Following the principles of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, never discuss the dealings between Krishna and the gopis publicly. The devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement are enjoined not to discuss the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Vrindavan in public. For the general public, Sankirtan is the most effective method to awaken Krishna consciousness. If possible, one should discuss the principles enunciated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed this principle very strictly and discussed the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita with learned scholars like Sarvam Bhattacharya and Prakashan and Saraswati. However, he taught the principles of the Bhakti cult to students like Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And he discussed with Sri Ramananda Rai the topmost devotional dealings between Krishna and the gopis. For general populace, he performed Sankirtan very vigorously. We must also follow these principles in preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world.
Okay, very, very important to understand this concept. And I would like to discuss elaborately. And so I think we'll not be able to go ahead beyond this, because it will take some time. And I want to make sure that every devotee should thoroughly understand this concept. See, now I would like to discuss, can you all refer to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Let me check the exact verse number. Uh, Because there is a difference of opinion amongst some devotees on this particular thing, and I will tell you why there is a difference. I think it's in the Rasa Panchadhyaya somewhere. Let me see. 23. Yes, I got the verse. Okay, so this is 10th canto, is in basically the end of the Rasa Panchadhyay. The 10th canto, the 33rd chapter, and the 39th verse, the last verse of this chapter.
10:33:39.
Yeah. Now remember one thing, that we are entering into the purport of the disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami. We are not, this is not something which is mentioned because Prabhupada retired after 10th canto, 14th chapter, and I don't remember the verse number. But till 14th chapter, Prabhupada had written this commentary, and after that Prabhupada passed away. So his disciples, they have written a commentary on this. But let's read the translation of the purport to this. Okay, so the translation, it says, are you all there? With the verse.
Yes.
Okay. Anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus, he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. Purport: the extraordinary power of Krishna's conjugal pastime is clearly revealed here. Qualitatively, the Lord's spiritual loving pastimes are the diametric opposite of material lusty affairs, so much so that simply by hearing about Lord's pastimes, a devotee conquers sex desire. By reading pornographic literature or hearing about material romance, we certainly do not conquer sex desire, but rather increase our lust. But hearing or reading about Lord's conjugal affairs has exactly the opposite effect, because they are of the opposite nature, being purely spiritual. Therefore, it is by the causeless mercy of Lord Krishna that he exhibits his rasalila within this world. If we become attached to this narration, we will experience the bliss of spiritual love and thus reject the perverted reflection of that love, which is called lust. As nicely put up by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, param drishto anivartate, once having directly experienced the Supreme One will not return to material pleasures. Okay, so this is one purport, and I would also like you to refer to the Krishna book, the same chapter, 33rd verse. And now we are talking about Prabhupada's own commentary on the Krishna book. So can you all go to Krishna book, 33rd chapter of the 10th canto? And I think this might be at the end of the chapter.
Krishna book, 33rd chapter.
Name of the chapter.
Okay. So now, see, what does Prabhupada say here? Okay, let us read. I'm looking for a specific sentence by Prabhupada which I remember he had mentioned. Hari Bol. Okay, so see, what I'm realizing is that it will require some more detailed discussion. So let's stop here, because I think maybe our discussion may last up to half an hour or something. Okay, and I don't want to unnecessarily extend the class.
Yes.
So let's continue. Let's from here. In the next class, we will discuss this elaborately. Okay.
Okay.
So we are done with number 56. Okay, verse number 56. Okay, all right. So thank you all the devotees for joining. Hare Krishna, Dhamma Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dhamma Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dhamma Pranam.